Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Thursday, April 16th. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Over the past year, the Cal State Bakersfield Athletics Department has undergone a lot of turmoil. That includes the loss of 9 different coaches.
They just need to find some consistency right now.
Today, we break down what's been happening, including one coach facing federal sex trafficking and pimping charges. But first, these headlines. A bill that would bar registered sex offenders from running for public office is moving through the state legislature. Assembly Bill 2753 passed the Assembly Elections Committee on Wednesday. Valley Assemblymember Esmeralda Soria authored the legislation after a registered sex offender announced his plan to run for a Fresno City Council seat earlier this year, but failed to gather enough signatures. If you still have an inflation relief debit card from a few years ago, you might want to use it or lose it. Cap Radio's Chris Feltz says funds are set to expire at the end of the month.
In 2022, California issued $9 billion in direct payments that were sent to nearly 32 million Californians under the middle-class tax refund. The payments range from $200 up to $1,000 to help residents deal with an inflation surge and rising gas prices. Almost $5 billion were sent via debit cards, which are now set to expire on April 30th. The Franchise Tax Board says most of the cards were activated, but not all, leaving $400 million yet to be claimed. The board also says less than half of cards show a zero balance. Any unused funds will be returned to the state's general fund.
And that was Chris Feltz with Cap Radio reporting. A proposed gravel mine near the San Joaquin River has prompted an environmental group to designate the waterway as one of America's most endangered rivers. The advocacy organization American Rivers warns that the proposed mining project could push the river to the edge of collapse. The company CEMEX has proposed expanding an existing gravel mine along the river by blasting deep underground. American Rivers is urging residents to contact the Fresno County Board of Supervisors to share their concerns. UC Merced's experimental Smart Farm opened several years ago with a mission to integrate technology with agriculture. KVPR's Rachel Livenall got a tour as part of the university's Research Week.
The farm sits about a 15-minute drive from campus. It's lined with plots testing everything from cross-pollination in almonds to composting with climate-smart charcoal. Barbara DeSantos is the farm's research coordinator. She says Valley farmers suggest what problems they want solved, like water management.
Here is a test where we can perform research and find answers, possible answers to the problems that are facing in agriculture nowadays.
Soon they'll be testing how solar panels can provide shade for peppers in the blazing summer sun. That's in part because farmers are also considering renewable energy.
It's getting hot, and farmers may lose their crop for that intense heat.
The Smart Farm is also open to students. Some on the tour said they're interested in using it in the future. For KVPR News, I'm Rachel Livenall.
A downtown Fresno restaurant says high-speed rail construction is threatening its business. Libe Lula says the closure of nearby Fresno Street has severely impacted foot traffic and sales. Owners say, in addition to the construction, the recent closure of a nearby parking lot has made matters worse. The restaurant's pleading for customers to support its business, or it risks being forced to close. Libe Lula has been operating in downtown Fresno for 4 years.
We are in the middle of a literacy crisis.
3 candidates are running for the Fresno County Superintendent of Schools.
It's been such a difficult and challenging time, particularly in our community with regard to immigration enforcement.
I am also looking to be elected, not appointed, to this position.
Listen to the Maddie Institute's candidate forum tonight at 7 on KVPR, or watch the live stream anytime at kvpr.org/forum. And now to our main story. CSU Bakersfield announced this week the head coach of the women's basketball team, Ari Weideman, is resigning. While it's not unusual for a college coach to leave, she is the 9th coach at the university to leave or be fired within the span of about a year. The bewildering course of events at CSU Bakersfield has ranged from allegations of sexual abuse by an athlete to federal pimping charges for an assistant coach. News of Weideman's departure came just hours after we spoke with Mike Hart, a senior reporter at the Bakersfield ABC affiliate, KERO, which has been closely following these developments over the last year. I spoke to Hart and started by asking him to explain how all of this started in March of 2025.
It was Violet Salazar, while she was a player for the program, she had accused, I think it was the assistant coach, James Davenport, mm-hmm. of inappropriate touching and sexual assault. And James was married to the head coach, Letty Olivares. And she had made some claims against her as well. Those claims came out on a TikTok video that went viral. And the bad part about that is when you start hearing these types of accusations and whatnot, as far as from a media standpoint, they're not vetted. They're things that pop up and then they start to spread. And before you can get a handle on what exactly is going on, there's a whole narrative that's already out there that you're trying to sort through. So all of those came out in, I believe, like you said, March of 2025. And it was a couple months later, maybe in the fall, that James Davenport and Letty were both placed on administrative leave. And James Davenport is no longer with the program. And I believe Letty is still listed as the head coach of the softball team, if you look at it as far as on the website. But this is where it kind of started, was this March 2025, when that came out. And then since that time, it ballooned and the branches of this story have just gone out and, I don't even want to say collided, it just absorbed so many other facets.
Your newsroom estimates that at least 8 coaches at the university have either been placed on leave, left voluntarily, or been fired since March of 2025, which is what you're indicating. One of the most noteworthy departures was that of the assistant men's basketball coach, Kevin Mays. Tell listeners what Mays is being accused of.
Well, Kevin Mays was, first a little back, Kevin Mays was a standout player for the Roadrunners during his time at playing basketball. And then I think he was hoping to get a career in the European leagues and it didn't pan out. So he came back and he tried to get on as an assistant coach or something. And then he was eventually hired as an assistant coach for the program there. And it was in August of 2025. That word came out. We got a press release to the station that Mays had been arrested on multiple felonies, including sex trafficking, possession of child pornography, and like allegations of pimping and pandering. And that just completely blew up at the time. And it's just starting to make its way through the court system right now. And then while all this is happening with the different coaches that are leaving and whatnot, then it kind of comes out. I'm going to try and tie this back. This is so convoluted.
Yes, no, you're doing a great job. This is all happening within weeks of each other.
Yeah, and then we learned that it loops back around that somehow that Violet Salazar of the softball team had some type of relationship with Kevin Mays. And that's where everything starts to get just absolutely crazy. And within a span of maybe 6 months, Davenport is placed on leave and then he's off the team. Letty is placed on administrative leave. Kevin is arrested. Rod Barnes, he stepped down after 14 years. Now this is a well-regarded Division I coach that came in to take over Cal State basketball when it went to the Division I level. I mean, took the team to the NCAA tournament, took the team to the NIT tournament very early on, but in recent years had struggled a little bit. And so him stepping down at this point, it was confusing because it was like, now is he stepping down because of the Kevin Mays situation, or is he stepping down because the team has been struggling and this maybe is the time to do that and get a new direction going or whatnot? So,
yeah.
And this is all happening in the span of, like I said, 6 months, it seemed like.
So we've got basically a lot of clouds around what the inner dynamics are like, but we're seeing a lot of departures across softball, swimming, basketball, and we've yet to mention the athletic director, Kyle Condor. Was his departure connected at all to the assistant basketball coach, Kevin Mays' departure? Because those happened very closely.
Right. And when they announced that was, I believe it was the Kevin Mays arrest was in August, and Kyle's announcement that he was no longer with the school was in September, I believe. So it gave the impression that, I mean, just from, because every time that we would reach out to the university for comment, it was the exact same thing. This is a personnel matter, and we cannot comment on a personnel matter. I mean, not even just to give us like a general explanation of sort of like maybe even the procedures that what happened, in that thing. Well, so-and-so came in, this was discussed, we decided to go in this direction, and that was that. It was always, we cannot comment on a personnel matter. That was just kind of odd that it was like that.
And what about the students? How have they factored into all of this? Other than this particular student that we've mentioned on the softball team, any other students sort of implicated in some of these alleged crimes or negatively impacted in the athletics department by this huge shakeup?
Not directly, as far as we can tell. I mean, as far as Violet Salazar, she had transferred not long after the TikTok video came out. She had transferred to another school, so she was out. But from what we understand, I cannot think of another student high profile that left as a result of everything that's been going on. It's just been a stream of sort of new faces coming in to school right now.
Do you think recruitment will be an issue for the department moving forward, the CSU Bakersfield Athletics Department, if it's got really probably a negative reputation at this point preceding sports leadership at that campus?
I think it'll be a challenge. I mean, just because of Google, players and athletes able to Google programs and find out what's going on. And maybe it will be difficult right off the bat, but nothing breeds a strong, loyal following like winning. And if they can find some success immediately and word starts to get around about the new atmosphere and the new culture on campus within the athletics department, I mean, that's the biggest thing. They just need to find some consistency right now. They need to find some consistency and some people to come in there and start really boosting up the programs again.
That was my conversation with Mike Hart. He's a senior reporter for KERO, the ABC affiliate in Bakersfield. As mentioned in the interview, last September, shortly after Kevin Mays was arrested, the university also announced former athletics director Kyle Condor was resigning. Since that departure, Condor has filed a lawsuit against CSU Bakersfield, alleging wrongful termination and retaliation. And that is today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Elizabeth Arkalian. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story are questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.